بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We will begin studying inshallah today in our class in the series on عمدة الأحكام, a number of chapters, and the first chapter with us has only one hadith, and it is the chapter that deals with al-adahi. And adahi is the plural of udhiyah. And what is the udhiyah? It is the slaughtering the Muslims do, the sacrifice they present on the day of Eid al-Adha. And as you know, we have two Eids, Eid al-Fitr, which comes at the end of Ramadan, and we have Eid al-Adha, which is on the 10th of the last month in the Islamic calendar, the month of Dhul-Hijjah. It is on the 10th day. So the hadith is narrated by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sacrificed two horned rams of white color with black markings over them. He also stated, I saw him sacrificing them with his own hand, saying Bismillah and Allahu Akbar, and he placed his foot on their sides. First of all, what are the things that we sacrifice, generally speaking? Because Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, say, O Muhammad, that my prayers and my sacrifice and my life and death is for Allah Azza wa Jal. So sacrifice is a form of worship, a great form of worship. And that is why Allah says in one of the shortest surahs of the Quran, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. We have given you the kawthar, the spring, the fountain. As I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes me and you among those who drink from it. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. So pray to your Lord and then sacrifice. Sacrifice what? This is the udhiyah we make on the day of Eid. So there are a number of sacrifices that Muslims offer. For example, when a person is blessed with a child, he is instructed to slaughter what is known as aqiqah, two rams for a boy and one ram for a girl. We also have sacrifice in Eid al-Adha, as we heard from this hadith. Those who go to Hajj also sacrifice, and their sacrifice is known as hadi. This sacrifice of theirs, the pilgrims, when they sacrifice, if they're doing tamattu or qiran, it is called hadi. There is also a sacrifice as a form of expiation or punishment. If someone makes a mistake in Hajj, he slaughters a sheep, and this is called fidya. And there are other things. Now, in this hadith, the Prophet slaughtered two, alayhi salatu wasalam, rams. But can we slaughter female sheep? Answer is yes. Both are acceptable, female and male sheep. And there is a description of these sheep, that they're horned and that they are white with black markings. What is the meaning of black markings? In another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed a ram or two rams that sit in black, walk in black, look in black, meaning that they're all white, but they're around their eyes, they're black markings, their legs have black markings, and their bellies are black. And we have this in Arabia, alhamdulillah, and it's more expensive when it comes to Hajj than others. So you have to pay a lot of money, but you pay because this is a sacrifice to Allah. What's the ruling on udhiyah, on this sacrifice on Eid? Is it mandatory? Is it recommended? It's an issue of dispute. The most authentic opinion is that it is not mandatory. It is highly recommended. And if someone does not have money and he can borrow, he should do that, because it is once a year and it is a declaration of your slavery to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah loves that you sacrifice on that particular day. Not that the blood or the meat will reach Allah. What will reach Allah Azza wa Jal is your piety, is your righteousness. And the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, slaughtered, which means that the best for you to do is, if you can do it, that you slaughter yourself, providing that you know how to slaughter and you do not torture the animal. So imagine if you don't know how to slaughter and you get the knife and you go like this and you try to, and the animal is shaking and trembling and you just make a wound and it's bleeding but it's not dying. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that you have to be kind even when slaughtering. Sharpen your knife, your blade, and don't sharpen it in front of your sacrifice. Because some people, with the animal in front of him, he's sharpening the blade, thinking that it's an animal, it doesn't understand. It does. And that is why it's forbidden to slaughter an animal in front of another animal. In Eid al-Hajj, a lot of those butchers come and they put in line 100. And they slaughter one after one and they're looking. This is completely prohibited in Islam. It has to be done without the others looking. And this shows you the beauty of Islam that takes care of the feelings of animals. Those who say that slaughtering is barbaric, it's killing the animal in a barbaric way, they don't look at the herds that they are brought in one place and then knocked one after another while looking. This is against Islam. Slaughtering is the best thing for an animal, where by cutting the jugular veins and the passage of food and breathing, this completely drains the animal from blood and it cuts its feelings as well. It doesn't feel because there is no blood coming to the brain, so there are no senses. And these trembling and shaking, they are natural. It's not a result of pain. This is a result of the blood not reaching, so the body is gushing and taking all the blood. So it's the most merciful way of killing an animal. And no one knows better than Allah Azza wa Jal. So who knows better than Allah Azza wa Jal? No one. He is the creator and he knows his creation better than anyone else. And that is why Allah says, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Doesn't he know who he created? He definitely knows what's best for them. Now, as stated, the best is for you to slaughter it yourself, as the Prophet did, alayhi salatu wasalam, in Hajjatul Wada', in the farewell Hajj. The Prophet brought with him 100 camels as hadi, as sacrifice, as gift, only to be slaughtered for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. He slaughtered 63 with his own hands. And slaughtering a camel is different than slaughtering a sheep, because you don't put the camel on the ground. It is usually slaughtered with, it's called nahr, and it's stabbed in the neck in a place known to the butchers, while its arm is tied so that once it's stabbed, it falls on its side. So the Prophet slaughtered with his hand 63. Imagine. And the rest was given to Ali, and he finished. May Allah be pleased with him. If you can't do it, excellent. If you can't, then appoint someone and you watch, because watching it also is a form of worship. If you cannot, then you can delegate it to someone and they bring you the food, and this is the least you could do. The way of slaughtering it, the best is for those who are right-handed to put the animal on its left side, and then you put your foot on the side, the shoulders or the neck, so that it would not move. Because it's moving, it's going to be more painful. But once it's there and you just say Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar, and that is the way of doing it. Distribute it, eat it. The best thing, the scholars say, is divide it into three divisions. One to eat from, one to give as a gift, and the third is to give for charity. But if you don't abide by this, if you say, no, I want to eat it all, then the recommended is that you take a small portion and give it for charity, and this is what the people are doing all along. The second chapter with us today is a chapter that deals with beverages, with drinks. What is permissible and what is not permissible. Before we go to the chapter, we have a short break, so stay tuned.